presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
New York Times Business.
March 17, 1115 America, New York. Twitter's discussions over licensing music said to stall under Elon Musk. Twitter didn't move forward with the music licensing deals because of costs, people with knowledge of the matter said. Twitter, led by Elon Musk, is one of the last big social media platforms without music licensing deals.
BBC News Business.
March 17, 11 o'clock America, New York, COVID tests for China travelers to England to end. The government says the voluntary testing of people flying into England will no longer be required.
Daily FX Market News.
March 17, 10:55 America, New York, gold prices jump as yields slump, sentiment dismal as bank angst lingers. Gold prices soar, rising to the highest level since early February, boosted by falling bond yields and risk-off mood as the U.S. banking sector woes fail to dissipate.
The Library of Economics and Liberty. March 17, 1022 America, New York, Mario Vargas Llosa's Classical Liberalism. Should social scientists read a book on classical liberalism written by a great novelist? Many would be skeptical, assuming that a novelist, no matter how great, can hardly contribute an original perspective on matters concerned with economic and political ideas.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
March 17, 1005 America, New York, Disney Plus users digested the streaming service's recent price jump. Subscribers to Walt Disney's flagship Disney Plus streaming service barely blinked at a 38% price increase that the company imposed in December as part of its launch of an ad-supported streaming product.
BBC News Business.
March 17, 9:35 America, New York, signs of tenants being priced out of major cities, Rightmove. Rising rents and bills, and a lack of options, mean people will leave their city, Rightmove says.
Global Economy.
March 17, 9:28 America, New York, did bankers learn nothing from the financial crisis? As an investor, it's tempting to react, but I say keep your hat on.
Global Economy.
March 17, 9:02 America, New York, UK public expectations of inflation ease to 16-month low. Decline to 3.9% comes ahead of Bank of England rate-setting meeting on Thursday.
Daily FX Market News.
March 17, 9 o'clock America, New York, Rand Dollar Outlook, USD, ZAR pauses ahead of national shutdown and FOMC. The South African Rand has surrendered weekly gains after fears over the US banking system ease, supporting a resilient dollar. USD, ZAR remains uncertain ahead of FOMC.
New York Times Business.
March 17, 8:21 America, New York, Silicon Valley Bank's parent company files for bankruptcy. The move would place SVB Financial Group, which owns other businesses aside from the collapsed Silicon Valley Bank, into a court-led process as creditors look to recover funds. Silicon Valley Bank, which has headquarters in Santa Clara, California, was seized by federal regulators on Friday.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
March
17, 8:07 America, New York, China suspends Deloitte's Beijing unit and fines it. The auditor was punished for its work with one of China's largest bad debt managers. Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
March 17, 8:04 America, New York, GE cancels stock awards for CEO, cutting pay $14 million. General Electric cites poor returns and earnings performance for the decision. The $146 million in shares could still come Larry Culp's way in 2024.
Daily FX Market News.
March 17, 8:01 America, New York, U.S. stocks rebound after Wall Street puts its money where its mouth is. U.S. stocks responded favorably after assurances in the banking sector were put forward by the Federal Reserve, along with a show of confidence by large U.S. banks.
BBC News Business.
March 17, 7:14 America, New York, Ann Summers' boss Jacqueline Gold dies aged 62. Ms. Gold was credited from transforming the company into a multi-million pound business.
Global Economy.
March 17, 7 o'clock America, New York, OECD calls on central banks to keep raising rates. Chief economist of Paris-based organization says now is not 2008, and warns inflation remains too high.
New York Times Business.
March 17, 5 o'clock America, New York, down-to-earth optimists wanted. Professionals working on the front lines of different crises must face the possibility of the worst possible outcomes. Should they be optimistic?
Marginal Revolution.
March 17, 033 America, New York. How will AI transform childhood? That is the topic of my latest Bloomberg column. Here is one excerpt. In the future, every middle-class kid will grow up with a personalized AI assistant, so long as the parents are okay with that.